It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. My people in their vehicles, getting to the money, leaving the money, making money. My people relaxing, my people protecting people, people doing security, people patrolling. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, thank you for listening. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, wherever you live. Thank you. Shout out to everybody who got SiriusXM. You got money. Thank you for listening. SiriusXM channel 158. And everybody on a smart speaker, you can ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy day. Last hour, we heard from Paul George, introduced as the newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers. We talked about Hassan Redick of the New York Jets. The Jets traded for this man, thought that he was going to show up to work and then thus earn a new contract. This man ain't going to work. Not now, at least. Amari Cooper, he got not a restructured contract. They moved some of the guaranteed money around to pacify him. They did not give him a new deal. Saquon Barkley sharing to the world that he felt disrespected by the New York Giants and their offer. Kevin Durant feels disrespected that he wasn't in a Nike commercial. Kevin Durant, the guy didn't even play in an exhibition game for Team USA basketball. Brandon Ayuk of the 49ers, he showed up to work. John Lynch is just like, yeah, we're going to keep him. Like, we will always listen, but yeah, we're going to keep him. Brandon Ayuk, all that trade me, they don't want me, it amounted to a whole lot of nothing. How about this? In about 20 minutes from now, Antoine Staley of the New York Daily News is going to join us to talk about the disaster that is the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers shows up to work, but then the guy you trade for doesn't show up to work. It's just, there's some nutty stuff all over the place. And then we learned about leg lengthening surgery. Figured that maybe Joel Embiid could have a surgery to help his body maintain the rigors and challenges of an 82-game plus NBA season. And Joel Embiid doesn't need leg lengthening surgery. He just needs to lose weight. Everybody wants something, right? That's part of being a human. We all have our wants. We all have our needs. Disrespect while making millions of dollars. Hilarious. Well, that's their business, not mine, right? That's how it goes. Everybody wants more. Nobody is satisfied until everybody wants. Is anybody ever satisfied? I guess it's human nature to want more. You want more money. You want more food. You want more this. You want more that. I don't know. Maybe you want less of your in-laws, possibly. Maybe you want less of your spouse. Maybe you're sick of them. But even if you want less of them, you probably want more of something else. Leave it to your imagination. Anyway, everybody wants more. And it's not just the athletes who are looking for more. The leagues are looking for more. The teams are looking for more. The presidents are looking for more. Everybody wants more. Because I'll tell you this, when you think about the business of entertainment, sports isn't going anywhere. There's a reason why the athletes are making so much money, even though some of them feel disrespected. Live sports comes at a premium. We've talked about this here on the show. Do you go to the movie theater the same way that you used to? Do your friends still go to the movie theater the same way that they used to? Or is everybody just, I don't know, investing in Amazon Prime and Netflix? I feel like more people are doing that. Okay. You sitting around watching television, quote unquote, traditionally, the way that you used to? Probably not. Most people aren't. People aren't going outside. Younger people aren't going outside. They're playing Roblox. Digital simulations of human beings. Instead of going outside to play, I'm going to create a character and I'm going to play it through my screen. Don't ask a human being to, you know, build a fire, start a fire, because one day they won't be able to. They'll be stuck inside creating a digital fire through their brain. Everybody wants more, more, more. But sports, you got to go outside and play them, right? You got to watch them. When it's a professional game, you have to watch it at that moment, at that point in time. Otherwise, you've missed it. That's it. Fear of missing out. That's what they call it. And if you don't catch it now, you ain't going to catch it later. The world has moved on. There's so much value in sports, which is why all of the leagues want more, more, more. Even if the fans aren't clamoring for more, more, more. Big Ten Media Day is going on. And we know the Big Ten, they're not 10 teams. They got 18 teams in the Big Ten. Explain this to someone who doesn't know a damn thing about football. It's just a name. It's just marketing. They had 10, and now they're up to 18. They just added four more teams. It used to be in the heart of the country in the Midwest, but now it's all over the country, everything from California to New Jersey. What? Listen to this. The Big Ten now has 18 teams. Listen to this. Every place from Illinois to Indiana to Iowa, Maryland to Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State. Going from Ohio State to Oregon. You make the trip from Oregon to Penn State. Make the trip from Penn State to UCLA. Go from UCLA to Purdue. Then go from Rutgers to Washington or USC. And then you got Wisconsin. Those some long-ass trips. There's no way in hell they'd be able to get away with this if it wasn't for, I don't know, these guys making some money now. Hickey, what type of college student athlete is traveling from Washington to Rutgers to not get paid?
You could say a dumb one. It's a long-ass trip.
Man.
On a Tuesday night.
We're doing this just for recreational purposes, and so we can make money, but they can't. Yeah, I don't know if they'd be able to get away with all of this if the players didn't make money now. I mean, 10 years ago, the Big Ten added Maryland and Rutgers. And it was like, oh, Maryland, ooh, New Jersey. They basically got money to get their asses whooped. To my friend in Florida, especially Rutgers. Remember that guy from Florida, Hickey?
I think it was Tamer.
Yeah, look at you. I'm glad you remember. Hi, Tamer in Florida. The Rutgers alum and Rutgers defender. Not my fault they're getting paid to get their asses whooped. Anyway, for anyone who is worried that the Big Ten is going to expand to 20, don't worry about it. Not for now. Their commissioner, Tony Petitti, he spoke to the media today. And he calmed and allayed all our fears. He said, we're not expanding. Not anytime soon.
You know, we're focused on the 18 right now. That's what we're focused on. We had to do a lot of work. You know, a lot of work had been done to integrate USC, UCLA. We started that work over immediately when we added Oregon and Washington. So I think we're really comfortable where we are. We've got to get this conference right. And that's what our focus is.
All right. Okay. Man, them poor. Are they poor students? Hickey, they're not students. They're not. I'm sorry. They're not students. They're athletes first. Like, I'm not trying to get a degree. Or maybe you are, because everybody's not a star. So let me back up. They are students. Can I say they're so-so students? Like they're not getting a college experience. This is odd. They're money makers for the schools.
Not only are they not getting a college experience, but even the non-stars and even the non-big-time sports. Like, a lot of it is, like, your major is based on the schedule. You know, if you want to be a science major, but science classes are in the morning, and that's when you practice, guess what you're not going to major in? Science. So you're right. Even, like, it's like the non-stars. It's still a situation where you are kind of hamstrung when you're an athlete to what you can study and what kind of works for your schedule. That is, if the school won't say it, but the coaches will. You are a full-time athlete first.
The educational element of being a student athlete, am I fair to say it's BS?
In most cases, I would say yes.
Yeah. Man, Richard Sherman talked about. Richard Sherman is just like, man, I had to wake up at 5 a.m. to do this at 6. I had class for an hour, and then went to practice, and then hit the gym, and then I went to class for 30 minutes. Like, how's he supposed to write? Hickey, when I was in school, I sound, oh, here I go. When I was, I had to write papers. Hickey, I was up sometimes at like 3 o'clock in the morning writing papers, suffering. Maybe I needed the leg lengthening surgery. I don't know. Maybe if I added another 2 inches, I'd be able to dunk a basketball. Maybe. Could you imagine having a leg? You can't play basketball after that, right?
There's no way. You can't be running up and down the court.
Sounds like an accident waiting to happen. You get your leg lengthening surgery. You go up for a dunk. You dunk. You come down. You know what happens.
Oof.
An atrocity. Oh, my God.
Kevin Ware, 2.0.
Oh, my. Oh, Paul George.
Gordon Hayward.
Oh, my God. These guys, and they had regular legs. These are legs that God gave them.
No enhancements.
It's like extending out an extension rod. The longer I extend it, the weaker it gets. I don't know about no leg. Anyway, shout outs to the athletes. And nowadays, we got athletes who stick around for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 20 years. And so maybe at the back end, they get some real education. But it's tough. The Big Ten, shout outs to them. All of their student athletes everywhere from Washington to Rutgers. Damn. Have fun on the 5-6 hour flight. Sheesh. If you're Rutgers, oh my God. These some ass whoopings that they got in their future over the next bunch of years. I mean, sheesh. Anyway, the Big Ten is not the only one looking at an expansion. By the way, congratulations. I need to share this. Wisconsin and Michigan, they are now selling alcohol. What took them so long? Everybody is holier than now. We can't serve alcohol at the games. You do not think that the students can get their hands on alcohol? And now they're going to have an increased police presence at the games now. And a part of the proceeds, we don't know what part of the proceeds, but a part of the proceeds is going to support programs that you know, help people out who have drinking issues. Now, that's nice. Now, if I'm going to use part of my brain, the part that works, I'm going to venture to say that a lot of the money that they're getting from alcohol sales is just going right back into the school. Come on. Not to help anybody out, but to make money. The only schools right now that are not selling alcohol, Nebraska and Northwestern. Now, if I'm at Northwestern and I'm in Chicago, I know where to get alcohol. And damn it, I'd venture to say, if you live in Nebraska, you probably know where to find booze, too. It's actually, look at the IDs and scan them. Hickey, you're only allowed 2 drinks per, purchase. So you can't buy 5 beers for you and your buddies. Can't do it.
Right. At Penn State, they have that same rule, if you will. It's annoying.
It's okay. I'll just walk back 5, 6, 7 times.
Get your steps in?
Yeah, just get my step. But I got to burn the calories from the beer, right?
That's true.
The one thing about having beer at these games, I don't want to run to the bathroom unless I'm at Steve Ballmer's new place. I want to watch the game. I don't want to pee every, 5 minutes after I break the seal. I don't want that. I watch the game. Like Steven from Wisconsin, 855-212-4227. Steven, go ahead quickly. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
I'm amazing.
Thanks for taking my call, first of all. Sure. My big thing on what the expansion of the conference is, and no one's really talking about this, is the travel costs. Not necessarily for, football or basketball, but what about the tennis team or, the golf team or swimming or whatever it is where you're sending like 4 to 5 people across the country to play a game that's not generating any revenue. Like, the economics don't make sense.
Yeah, well,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, we've talked about that here on the show in the past. We did that months ago, and we pretty much established and shared that there's a good chance, maybe, that some of these programs, these lesser quote-unquote programs you mentioned, tennis, swimming, et cetera, they're going to be on a chopping block, and that part sucks. But the fact is, and I think we alluded to this a little bit, probably a whole lot, college is a business. College athletics is a business. If everybody really wanted to be worth a damn, and I'll say this, we should be able to help educate people in this country for free. But we don't. We don't. We want to charge people for it because that's the structure of the system. If you can't afford an education, or you can't afford a free one, or don't know where to find one, or you just, you know, out of luck, quote unquote, then too bad. We need some people to work and run things, and we need other people just to take all the money. It's the world sucks, Stephen. Do something about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We're going to do something. We're going to talk about these miserable New York Jets. Somebody teach them something. They need financial help. We're going to have a chat with Antoine Staley of the New York Daily News. He's coming through in a few minutes on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you that everybody's looking for more. Kevin Durant wants more airtime and commercials, and people want longer legs, Big Ten. They want, well, not more teams, not right now. The NFL, they want more games. And the New York Jets got a player. Well, he wants more money, so much more money that he did not show up to work. Typical New York Jets. Right now it's time to have a conversation with someone who covers the New York Jets for the New York Daily News. We are being joined by Antoine Staley. Antoine, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Just another day in New York Jetsville, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the Jets traded for a guy that, you know, they knew that probably won a new contract. I mean, he actually requested a trade from the Eagles, but, you know, they actually tried to work out a deal with Reddick before the deal with the trade was made. And, you know, he ended up rejecting it, and they still made the trade for him, thinking that, okay, he would want to, you know, at least show up and, you know, play on the last year of his deal. But nope, you know, he's not happy and wants to be compensated.
Well, Antoine Staley joining us from the New York Daily News. When you think about Joe Douglas and some of the decisions that he's made, I mean, the biggest one happens to be at quarterback, a quarterback who's no longer on the team. And then he had to go ahead and bring in a guy in Aaron Rodgers. And now you have this scenario and situation. Is Joe Douglas on the clock along with Rob Saleh and Rodgers if things don't work out?
Yeah, everything. I mean, they're aware that this season is big. I mean, last year they got a mulligan because Aaron got hurt 4 plays into the week 1 start against Buffalo. And, you know, essentially, you know, they end up finishing 7-10 for the second consecutive year. But no matter what happens, they have to make the playoffs. I mean, the Jets have the longest playoff drought in North American sports, tied with the Buffalo Sabres of the NHL. And Woody Johnson, the owner, was not happy after the season. He felt like, you know, they could have went out and got a different kind of quarterback. They knew what Zach Wilson was, especially when Aaron got hurt, and they knew they wasn't going to be good enough to make the playoffs with Wilson, despite, you know, having a top 3 defense. But this year, like, it's all bets are off. They have to make the playoffs. They went all in to get Aaron and also, you know, improve the team around them, going to get Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses as the tackles, you know, old-fashioned dude from Penn State. They also drafted 2 for Escher and Shores, Mike Williams from the Chargers. They signed him. So, yeah, they've made all these moves there, and now it's time to, you know, collect the rewards, or else, you know, they're probably going to get somebody else to come in, and it could be wholesale changes across the board.
Well, Antoine, we know if the New York Jets have a strength in anything over the past several years, it has been the defense, locking up a Quinnen Williams, and you got a C.J. Mosley, you got Sauce Gardner, one of the best defensive backs in the entire game. What do you think is actually going to happen with Hassan Reddick? Is he ultimately going to show up after incurring fines? Like, what is he going to do? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't know. I don't think the Jets necessarily know either. I thought he would have showed up because, you know, he's going to get fined $50,000 per day that he does not show up. And the Jets, with the new collective bargaining agreement with the NFL, they can't waive it. So, you know, when he doesn't show up, he's going to be fined $50,000 each day. He's already missed out on a $250,000 workout bonus that he could have collected during the spring by not showing up during for OTAs or mandatory minicamp, got fined for not showing up for mandatory minicamp as well. So clearly he doesn't necessarily care about the fines that has been incurred or the lost money. He just wants a new deal. And, you know, from his perspective, I kind of understand. I mean, he's almost 30 years old, has had double digit sacks in four consecutive years. And, by in general, he has outplayed his contract. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you have to be a professional. You have to go out there and do your job. And, you know, they just feel like, you know, he should go in and do his job, and then maybe they'll decide to compensate him once he reports. But, yeah, I don't think anybody necessarily knows if he's going to show up or not right now.
Antoine Staley is here with us from the New York Daily News. The bigger mystery is the man that everybody has brought in to tie everything together and hopefully get them a championship, kind of a one-shot deal. We need to go for the Grand Slam, and that happens to be Aaron Rodgers. What is his status? We know, okay, fine, he's healthy, he's coming off the surgery. Is he going to be a full participant all the way through training camp into preseason? Are they going to babysit him coming off the injury and his age? Is this going to be different than what we saw last year?
Well, he was a full participant in throughout OTA, so I imagine it'll probably be the same throughout the course of training camp too as well. Now, whether he plays in any preseason games or not, I'm not necessarily sure. I mean, we'll have to ask about that and see. As you know, preseason has become less valued among veterans. So he may play the last preseason game against the Giants. But, you know, nowadays with these joint practices where they have three of them against Washington, they have one against Carolina, and then have one against the Giants, that's where a lot of the players are getting their work in. So, you know, as long as he's getting their work in and participating there, I think, they feel comfortable about him starting, you know, feeling good about him heading to San Francisco. I don't think it's going to be any limitations for what I understand, just talking with people starting tomorrow once they start practicing.
Well, the New York Jets certainly tried to find a little bit of help to keep him upright and healthy, drafting Olu Fashanu, bringing in Tyron Smith, who, speaking of a pitch count, he's probably going to be on a little bit of one. What do you think about how the New York Jets have tried to protect him? Much more confidence than what they did last year?
Yeah, yes and no. You got Tyron Smith, who's all world when he plays, but the fact of the matter is he's missed a lot of games since 2020 in particular. You know, last year he did play 13 and with the new regimen program that the Cowboys had for him. But the year before that, he ended up missing 13 games due to injury. So he has not played a full season since 2015. That's why you go out and get an old-fashioned from Penn State there to add in extra insurance and get your left tackle for the future. And then you go out and trade for Morgan Moses there. The problem is both of those guys, Moses and Smith, are both 33 years old. And, you know, Moses is also coming off a torn pec injury as well. So it's still some injury concerns there. They just hope that, you know, they've added some more insurance there, especially considering all the problems that they've had on the offensive line the last couple of years. And they had 14 different combinations in 17 games, and it's hard to win with that lack of continuity.
Well, Antoine, outside of knowing that I'm going to get an Aaron Rodgers quote per week, what can we expect from the New York Jets on the football field in the AFC East?
Well, I mean, I still think Buffalo's the team to beat until proven otherwise. They've proven that. I think, you know, Josh Allen, I think they have the best quarterback and coach combination out of any of the teams in the division. So until they, you know, falter, then I'm still going to pick the Bills there. It's interesting to see where the Jets may line up with the Dolphins there. They have some questions and concerns, too, especially on the defensive end, where they have both of their pass rushers, Bradley Chubb and also Jalen Phillips, coming off of major injuries there. And they lost a lot of people, and they changed coordinators. So I think they have a ton of questions. And then you talk at the offensive side of the ball with the Dolphins with Tua and, you know, his contract situation. And he's also lost a lot of weight, too. He looks a lot more frail than what he was a year ago. So I definitely think the Jets have an opportunity to, you know, get a wild card bid. And, you know, once you get in the tournament, then anything can happen there. So, you know, anytime you have a defense like the Jets there, you know, you have a fighting chance in the division and also in the AFC. But it's going to be stacked, not just in the division, but the entire conference.
Antoine Staley's here with us from the New York Daily News. We know Aaron Rodgers is here. It's Super Bowl, boom or bust. And if there's no Super Bowl and these guys are getting all of their tails kicked to the curb and Aaron Rodgers gets to go along with his life. If you were a betting man over the next year, next 2 years, do you think the New York Jets are going to hoist a Vince Lombardi?
It's hard to go from a team that has not made the playoffs in 13 years to a team that all of a sudden winning a Super Bowl. So I think it's levels to this. especially when you're talking about, you know, trying to dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, do I think the Jets can make the playoffs this year? Yeah, certainly. If all goes right and they can stay healthy, especially, you know, what they present on defense, although they have some questions there on the defensive line, especially if Reddick decides not to show up, then that's obviously a major issue there. But, yeah, I definitely think they have what it takes there. So long if Aaron plays at the level that he's, you know, accustomed to, they don't necessarily need 2020-21 Aaron Rodgers. If they had 2022 to Aaron Rodgers, I think this team, with the defense they have, they're good enough to make the playoffs. And then you got Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, I think is going to have a tremendous year. If he can get some protection there, I think Aaron will be fine. And then on the defensive end, you feature a top three defense that's returning there. Sure, they've had some people, you know, interchange in there. Luke Brightstuff, who led the team in sacks a year ago. But, you know, it's a lot of talent on that side of the ball. And Logan Quentin Williams and Sauce Gardner are there. They definitely have a fighting chance there for sure.
Well, Antoine, we saw what the New York Jets did later in the draft by picking up Jordan Travis down from Florida. Is he the quarterback of the future? He's going to have a chance to sit down and heal up a little bit. Are they high that he could be the guy?
Well, first he needs to get cleared. I mean, when he suffered that major injury at Florida State, and definitely needs to get cleared first. But, you know, they definitely, I think it's smart of them to take a developmental quarterback for a couple of reasons. One, you know, you end up signing Tyrod Taylor to be your backup quarterback, but we also know he has injury concerns on his own too. So I think they have to have three quarterbacks on the roster for that reason. And, you know, seeing Jordan Travis there, I definitely think, you know, the way he was playing at FSU and, you know, was able to distribute the ball there, not necessarily the biggest arm in the world, but very, very accurate, you know, getting the ball to his receivers there. He would have been a second round pick, I think, had he stayed healthy, but to get him in round five, I thought that was a big steal for them. As long as he can heal up and return, I think he can return to the player that he once was with the Seminoles there. And who knows if he can be the guy. But they are excited about him and seeing his development and see what he can potentially do down the line.
Antoine, if this does not work out, are the New York Jets screwed? Because if Joe Douglas is gone, you got to reset with a GM who's going to be around for 4 years. They got to figure out the quarterback. Maybe it's Jordan Travis. Maybe it's not down the line. Are they screwed? We might as well just scratch off, like, I don't know, 2-3 more years.
Well, they would be starting over, yes. If that's what you're referring to, then yeah, I think, yes. You know, anytime if they don't make the playoffs, then yeah, I think Joe Douglas' job is in jeopardy. I think Robert Saleh's job in jeopardy. They've even said as much. They said it to the media out in the spring. They understand what the situation is. Joe Douglas has been there since 2019. Has not had a winning season. Robert Saleh's been there for 3 years, going on four. Has not had a winning season. Very rarely do you have in this day and age with social media and, you know, the microwave generation that people, you get 3 years, especially as a coach, you know, to prove yourself. And these guys are getting, you know, 4 and 6 years with losing seasons behind them. So, yeah, I mean, it's break or break. This is it for them. Like, they understand, like, they've did as much as they can do, and, you know, they've reached the role where they have to make the playoffs or it's going to be wholesale changes. And Aaron also understands that too, because if you bring in a new coach and a new general manager, they're going to want their own quarterback, and in turn, that might be the end of Aaron Rodgers, at least with the Jets anyway.
Yeah, I don't think he cares too much, Antoine. It seems like he's pretty invested in himself. It's just, if you're asking me, you know what, let's end things on a positive note. what is the positive thing about the New York Jets? Come on, encourage the Jet fans out here, wherever they might be.
Well, I think the roster is much improved. Last year, I felt like they just relied on Aaron to come in and basically save them. This year, they did their homework and, you know, improved the offensive line and got a wide receiver in Mike Williams to go alongside Garrett Wilson. Although Mike is going to bring him along slowly, coming off the ACL injury. Also drafted Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky in the third round too, as well. So they got some parts there. I mean, they've improved. The roster is immensely improved, especially on the offensive side of the ball, where they just thought Aaron would save them. So in addition to having Aaron back, I think, you know, the talent is much, much improved than what it was a year ago. So if you're looking for a positive spin, I think that's the one you have to go with, especially with the Jets.
Thank you, Antoine. Can't wait until Aaron Rodgers does his weekly soliloquies. I can't wait for that. I know you're going to be busy. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the New York Daily News?
It's simple. Just Antoine Staley, my name, on social media platforms. Follow my work at nydailynews.com.
Hey, Antoine, appreciate it. We'll be talking to you down the line, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank y'all. Take care.
No doubt about it. That Antoine Staley of the New York Daily. I had to find the positivity for the Jets. I had to, right? I had to. Yeah, let's make this a group exercise. Hickey, give me something positive about the Jets. Your turn. Your turn. Go ahead.
I love their new uniforms. It's about damn time they look good on the field.
Damn. Okay. Okay. Marco Belletti, come on. Positivity, positivity, positive thing about the Jets. Your turn.
Wow, we went to uniforms. Wow.
You can't play good if you don't look good.
Can't.
Those clip art atrocities they wore for the last few years.
Clip not art?
Their helmets, logo with the football on it, was awful.
Do we get something for the air conditioner inside MetLife so maybe they can look good on the field too or no?
Well, you want to knock that thing down.
Can't rebuild that. It's billion
dollars. Start having some winning teams in there.
Like $3 billion. The Giants used to be. Come on, Marco. Positive. Positive.
You know what? I am positive on the Jets. They got Aaron Rodgers. They got a good defense. I'm sorry. I'm going to be stubborn on this one. Until Rodgers goes down with the inevitable injury because he's 40 years old, they're going to be good.
There's the positive. Until Rodgers goes down inevitably.
So you know what? It might be week six this time. You don't know.
They were good for three plays last
year. You may get a full game, Jets fans.
Three plays last year, they were good. Just three plays. Three snaps.
No, they didn't really look that good in those three snaps. But!
Did he have a completion? No, right?
No completions, no.
He was running for his life every time he touched the ball.
He didn't look good. But it was only a few plays. That's what I'm saying. Now it's going to be he's going to be healthy for a while. And while it is, I think they're going to be good.
Here's some everybody is 0-0. That's what everybody says, right? Now how they find positivity in football? Everybody starts the season 0-0.
You know, with as bad as it was last year, you can't tell me Garrett Wilson right now, especially you watch Hard Knocks last year, they're going to be drooling over seeing a quarterback that can actually complete a pass in training camp.
Okay.
So you're going to be all kinds of positive vibes coming out of Jet camp. All kinds.
You know what's bad? Antoine referenced Tyrod Taylor. And in the back of my head, all I had to say was, this is the only man I've ever heard of in NFL history. He got injured by the team doctor. Like, the guy got jabbed in his lung by the team doctor. Like, how bad a luck do you have to get injured by the guy who's supposed to help you out?
Which is part of the reason why I didn't mention Tyrod Taylor as being there to help out with the Jets when Aaron Rodgers likely will go down at 40 years old for hopefully not a long time. But Tyrod Taylor, as good as he is, and he's a damn good backup quarterback.
No, wait.
If you need him for more than two quarters, no.
Forget all of this.
No.
Why is he still in the NFL?
Because he can actually play.
No,
when he's healthy, he can play.
Why was he not a part of one of the biggest malpractice lawsuits ever?
Because I think this is silly on his part. I think he wanted to keep playing, and you can't
come
do both.
On.
I'm with you.
If I went to my doctor, oh my God, and I don't play any NFL. If I went to my doctor and a needle went where it wasn't supposed to go, come on, man.
And it
I'm living off the coast of Greece right now.
It cost him his starting job, which cost him money, which can cost him in his career, which is already lucrative.
But
he settled. He wanted to play. I give him that because, I mean, he's an athlete. You know, we talked about it before, all that disrespect stuff. They're wired different than the rest of us. I'd be on an island somewhere, you know,
he's
sipping a cold drink. No chance.
He was seeking at least $5 million after that punctured lung. That's it?
JR, five. He got seven as a backup quarterback. That's my point.
Come on.
He should have been seeking $550 million. Easy.
Oh,
should be owning part of the Chargers.
I'd be laid out. I'd have him take out part of my lung. I'd be breathing off of the, the bags. I'd be like, come on, man. The doctor did it. The doctor shot me, supposed to help my ribs so I could play football. He punctured my lung. Damn.
We would have started at 10% of the Chargers. Minimum.
Oh, the Spanos? So they'd give it up, too. Family infighting. That's a perfect time to take advantage.
Damn right.
Man, them needles are crazy. How long do you think that needle was? A foot?
You know, if it's anything like those.
Oh, my God.
What's the one that they put like in your knee with the slide?
Oh, my God.
Because I've had that once. That thing, when he busted that thing out, it was like the size of the room. I'm like, where the hell is that thing going?
Did you close your eyes? Did you look the
other way? No, I'm dumbass. I watched. I could actually feel it slide by my knee. I was like, yo.
Because they numb it up. They numb it up, right?
No. Right in.
Excuse me?
No.
No application? No, nothing?
Not when I did it. I mean, this is 25 years ago. No.
They didn't punch you in the face or nothing and then slide it in your knee? Nothing? Come on, man. You tough? You tougher than everybody, Marco Belletti.
Well, let's not get crazy. I remember it. I still remember when he took. I was like, what the hell is that thing? Where's that going?
Hickey, you want a foot-long needle in your knee?
I'm about to, like, cry. Hey, just Marco. The thought of that, I am so out.
This is what the NFL plays. They go through the play. Come on, man. That's what they do.
That's why we're not in the NFL, fellas.
Well, listen,
it's
I don't want
the talent.
Well, I wouldn't have been in the NFL if I was Tyrod Taylor at that point. I'm telling you, I'd be sipping a drink on an island that I own with 10% of the Chargers in my back pocket.
Listen, I don't need no Vince Lombardi. Give me
damn right
the money, okay? You know what? I'm not going to say that. I was going to say next time I'll go to the doctor's office, but hell, I'm not moving the wrong way. The last time I sat there, the doctor took blood. I said, are you trying to drain? Like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? Every time I look, though, it's not the doctor. Of course, it's the nurse. It's more blood and more. I'm like, how many more vials do you need? Like, what's that? We talked about a lot. Hickey, remember, do you ever seen the SpongeBob? There's like a worm and he's all dried out and dead. You ever seen that meme online?
Yes.
That's what they were trying to. They kept taking more blood and more blood and more. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, this is what we need. I said, I need it. You need the blood. I need it. For me. Come on. Hey, shout out to all the nurses. I know we got a lot of people working. We got a lot of people working in the hospitals. Hey, thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for the doctors out there as well. Leave some of the blood for us too, okay?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah. I'm interacting with everything. Interacting with everybody. Because interacting is what I do. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? Hickey, you got some, well, there's a couple of things in news. What's going on with Paul Skeens? What's the deal with him?
You ready for this, JR?
What happened?
He is allowed to pitch the ninth inning.
Whoa.
Unlike the two previous times he's had no hitters, there's no no-hitter this time. He has given up a run. But he is pitching into the ninth, 98 pitches. There's a leadoff double here in the top of the ninth. But he is out there on the mound for the first time in his career in the ninth inning. Good for him.
Well, look, yeah, you got that's an appropriate amount of pitches. He's at 100 pitches, basically. And it got him through almost 9 innings of the game. So why the hell not? That makes sense.
Derek Shelton learned his lesson. Or maybe learned a lesson from the last time.
No, he didn't learn a lesson. Paul Skeens got to the ninth inning without burning through pitches.
He has been more efficient. I think he had like 94 or 5, whatever it was.
7 innings? And everybody wants to leave him in. You know, let him throw 100 pitches over 9 innings, 8-9 innings, and that's it. Good on him. Now, what's the score? 1-1?
It is 1-1, yes, sir. So he may go 9 and not even get the win.
Oh, man. Well, better than nothing. 8 innings, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts, 100 pitches. Not bad for Paul Skeens, the wonder kid. Wow, time flies. Whoa. He hasn't pitched since last week? Last Tuesday, the last time he pitched, right?
This time a week ago. You are right about that.
Wow. He's sharp. Then get knocked around. And this is always a cool thing. At what point in time do the batters adjust to him? You know, is that going to take a year? Is it never going to happen? You know, like, he seems like a finished product, you know, and I'm not asking for this to happen. Or at what point does he, like, burn his arm out? Because I don't care who you are. You know, outside of Gerrit Cole, who had his own scare earlier this year, like, Gerrit Cole is the most durable guy in Major League Baseball. It's like every year, 30-something starts, except for this year. And he said, oh, I was going too hard in camp. Oh, what a shock, right? I feel like every single pitcher, they might as well cut these guys open. I don't know. Like in college, before they get drafted, cut them open right away. Get it out the way. Everybody just throws too hard and too fast and too strong. Everybody's doing too much. Oh, my God. I got the New York Mets and the Yankees on. Hey, Hickey, Jeff McNeil, he remembered how to play baseball?
Let's go!
What happened to that guy? He just got old?
Well, Tommy, you know what? Maybe it's what you're talking about with Skeens. He got figured out. Won a batting title. People realized how to pitch to him, and he's never been the same, really, since they banned the shift.
I'm like, man, he just... How do you win a batting title and now just suck? It's true.
You're not wrong.
Tony Gwynn, that's like if Tony Gwynn woke up one day and all of a sudden he couldn't make contact. I'd be like, who took his powers away? It's just, baseball is so different. If Paul Skeens came in next year and either blew out his arm or had an ERA of 4, I would not be shocked, okay? Not at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There's also some news that has just come in a few minutes ago. All you Dallas Cowboy fans, you should not be shocked or surprised by this one. It's being reported the Dallas Cowboys have a player who is not going to show up to work until he gets a new contract. There's about three guys I could think of that wouldn't show up. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you what Dallas Cowboy is not reporting to camp tomorrow. Because he needs to get paid. I'll tell you who it is on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.